Good morning and greetings. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Beethoven, a little bit of Barber, some Dvorak, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some lovely music for flute by C.P.E. Bach. Now, this is the second son of J.S. Bach, and he, in his own right, was a respected composer and musician. He was an intense performer, so much so that musical historian Charles Burney witnessed a performance and wrote, and I quote, "His eyes glazed motionless, his lower lip sagged, and his spirit seemed to be concerned only with satisfying the passion." That's the passion for the music. And this passion is reflected in his flute concertos, which have also been transcribed for cello and harpsichord, and is very evident in the performance that we're going to hear today by Stephen Preston. He's joined by the members of the English Concert, with Trevor Pinnock directing. Thank you. The opening Allegro, music by C.P.E. Bach, with Stephen Preston on transverse flute, and he was joined by the members of the English Concert with Trevor Pinnock conducting. And from Bach, we're going to move to, well, why not another B? Let's go to Beethoven and move through the decades. His Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor, Opus 37, was composed back in the 1800s and performed the first time on the 5th of April in 1803 with the composer himself as a soloist. Now, this was a great concert, one that I would have loved to be at. It also included the Second Symphony and the Oratorio Christ on the Mount of Olives, which were also premiered. Wow, what a show. What we would do for that these days. This morning, though, I'm going to try to compare to that and give you an incomparable performance by Murray Pariah on the piano and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. We're going to hear the second movement, the Largo, from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano No. 3.
Thank you.
Music that makes you want to drift off to a very perfect place. That was Murray Pariah, joined by the members of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, with Bernard Haitink conducting, and the beautiful Largo from Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto in C minor. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we seem to be moving up the centuries and composers, starting with the letter B today. So from Bach and then Beethoven, we now find ourselves in the realm of American composer Samuel Barber. Now, Barber did it all. He wrote orchestral works, opera, choral, and piano music. And it is written, and I quote, that probably no other American composer has ever enjoyed such early, such persistence, and such long-lasting acclaim. Now, you may be familiar with his Adagio for Strings, a lovely work, which continues to be a hit to this day, but he also, get this, received the Pulitzer Prize twice and received numerous accolades, but in later years did succumb to some depression and isolation and alcoholism. But he persisted and continued to write music until he was past 70 years of age, and lovely music it is. And this morning we're in for a treat, samplings from a fantastic double disc of the complete songs of Samuel Barber, featuring two great voices, Cheryl Studer and Thomas Hampson. Let's take a listen.
All love, all
Wow, we heard the great voice of Thomas Hampson and also Cheryl Studer before that. And those were some selections from Samuel Barber's Complete Songbook. A must-have, I would definitely say. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to the artistry of a very talented violinist, Anna Kiko Myers. Now, she was born back in 1970 and has toured and collaborated with orchestras and pretty well the best around the world, the likes of Il Divo, Chris Botti, and Wynton Marsalis. And she also has the privilege of performing on two exquisite violins. The 1730 Stradivarius violin, it's called the Royal Spanish, as well as the 1697 Stradivarius called the Molitor, which he did purchase back in October in 2010 for 3.6 million US. Now, at that time, that was the highest recorded auction price for any musical instrument in history. And we're going to go back, though, to one of her earlier recordings, A Lovely Romance by Dvorak for violin and orchestra. Enjoy. What a talent to make a violin sound so beautiful. That was the sounds of Anna Kiko Myers and Dvorak's Romance for Violin and Orchestra. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time. I am speaking about oboe music time. Today we're going to celebrate the music by Joseph Fiala. Now, he was an accomplished oboist born in Bohemia, and he eventually made his way to serve in the court orchestra of the Elector Maximilian Joseph. Now, he did pretty good when he was there. He made an impression on none other than, get this, Mozart, who helped Fiala secure a position back in 1778 after the death of the Elector. His other musical journeys took him all over the place, to Vienna and St. Petersburg, where he worked under the court of Catherine the Great. And you know, along the way, he wrote some great music, including some great oboe music. We're going to take a listen to the opening movement, the Allegro Assai, from his concerto in B-flat. This is a lovely performance by a talented oboist, Ingo Gorecki, and the Polish Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Now, who can finish off a cadenza like that with such a high note? Well, none other than Ingo Goretzky, joined by the Polish Chamber Philharmonic, and that was the opening allegro from Fiala's Oboe Concerto in B-flat. And you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I do believe we have time for one more selection. This comes from a disc called Opera Goes Nuts. Well, you can judge on your own time, but we're going to hear some music by Offenbach from Tales of Hoffmann. Enjoy. why not finish the program on a high note and a little inspiration for some deep passion for your day. That was Victoria de Los Angeles and the Paris Conservatoire Orchestra, and music by Offenbach. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you again next time.